from stpcatalyst.com.
And we are back in the Catalyst studio from My Mayor, and joining me is candidate Wenge Newton. Wenge, how's life on the campaign trail?
The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength, O Lord, my Redeemer. Well, it's going good. I always got to put prayer first because it's getting a little hectic out there, and prayer changes everything. More things work by prayer than this world dreams of. It's going good. I really want to put a PSA out to tell everybody who has not been vaccinated to please get vaccinated. This COVID variant is serious. I mean, people are ending up in the hospital quicker. More people are dying from it. And the only people that are getting affected is people that's not vaccinated. I don't know who needs to hear this, but we didn't reach herd immunity with polio. And what we did was we vaccinated our way out of it. It was no herd immunity. So if everybody gets vaccinated, there's nowhere for the germ to carry itself into someone else. See, so the unvaccinated people out there who don't want to get vaccinated, you're the courier. Also, if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your grandkids, do it for your family. Those are the ones going to be attending your funeral. But please, my wife and I got vaccinated, and my family's vaccinated, and I would wish that you would do the same. If all of us get vaccinated, then the germ has no couriers. It has nowhere to go. So that's my little PSA, and I'm going to hopefully be talking to you, not about you. But the campaign is going well. We're getting down. We have 26 days left, and obviously, it's a crunch. Everybody wants your time, and you guys know, you guys are, oh, man, I don't know how you're doing it, man. They're getting the butter from the duck. Because I see the catalyst everywhere, but that's a good thing, because the alternative could be you guys wouldn't be doing anything. But the ballots are out, so if you got a ballot on your table, please return it. Vote for Newt, and hopefully we'll get through this. We'll get some new leadership that's going to really be amenable to everybody in this city, not just a certain segment, and that's what's important. You know, but everything's going good. I'm excited. I hired a new social media team. They're doing a great job, and you know, we're just flying right ahead. We're just trying to really stay positive and keep pushing forward. Let the people know who's the best candidate. And hopefully I can communicate that with being on the Catalyst and going to all these interviews and the social media and these TV ads and mailers and God knows what else. We can get that out there. But in all you do, Google, www.google.com, and see for yourself. You can type in anybody's name, and in 2.3 seconds, you'll have all the information you need. The historical, it go way back. So you can see what they've been doing. My most favorite Bible verse is Hosea 4.6. And it says, my people are destroyed. Hear me, destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's your fault because Google's there in 2.3 seconds. You can know anything. That's my spiel, Joe.
All right. Well, that's a nice transition. We're talking about knowledge today, where you get your knowledge from. We broke it down into three categories, news, non-news, and fun stuff. So excluding the Catalyst.
Well, you can't exclude the callous. I know you're trying to be humble, but yeah, it's like that movie. I forget the name of it. It was the first robot movie a long time ago. And he was reading all these books, and he says, I need data. I need more data. You need to have input. You got to constantly put data into yourself and constantly be educating yourself from a whole host of sources. You can't be in a silo when it comes to knowledge, you know. I lean to the Catalyst, the Catalyst Recap. They cover all over the whole state of Florida for any news that's happening. I look to the Tampa Bay Times, Tampa Bay Business Journal. I look to CNBC, Fox News, 970 a.m., top of the hour. Always get the current news and what's happening locally and around the country. Tune in to Brother John, Breakfast Club in the morning on 99.1 Jams. They have a lot of good information, and you can get really the pulse of what's happening in your community. TED Talks, Morning Brew, wherever I can get information from, like I said, CSNBC, Fox News, all that. I don't try to cater it because I don't see I don't see race. I don't see sexual orientation. I don't see party. I just seek to make a change and get things done. And to do that, you got to get knowledge from everywhere. You have to knowledge yourself. So I try to knowledge me every morning and every day.
And as you've seen news evolve over the years, it's a common conversation to just assume now that many news sources are biased, left, right, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you approach that? Are you trying to get a mix of both, or how do you factor in understanding potential bias or maybe even seeing it when it's not so readily apparent when you're looking at news?
That's the beautiful thing of going to all these sources. You get different takes. If you get the same thing from all the different sources that I name, then you know it's going to be factual and it'll be real. You can't just go off of that. Even in my whole governance, my 12 years of governance, I always knew it was three things. It was the person that the constituent that was calling, it was the staff, be it city or state staff, and then it's the truth. It's always three versions of what's going on. So what I do, I go out and get information so I can make an informed decision. And that's simply like benchmarking. When you're looking at all these news sources, you're looking all over the world, all over the state, different cities that are having similar problems and similar sized cities like you have. So if you're not educating yourself to the facts frequently, then you're going to become dormant and you're not going to know what's going on. And you can't have one source. I mean, right now, you heard me pray and also talk about the getting vaccinated. But most of the information people are getting are coming on social media. It's not that that's a bad place. The problem is a lot of that, you know, like you just said, depending on the person putting it on out there, I would say check the source. Anything factual, will withstand scrutiny. So you should be able to check the source, Google it. You know, Google's going to have, it's going to sweep the web for everything you can get, and it's going to present it to you. So you have all that information in front of you so you can make an informed decision. That's why you need to, in this election, type in everybody's name and read for yourself, because you would not see it on a commercial, none of those colorful brochures, and none of the messaging that's coming from these people. They pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can see it for yourself, and you can make an informed decision. That's why the mail ballots is so important. You're not rushed. You got time to sit there, do your research, do your homework. Measure 10 times, cut once.
All right. Let's move on to non-news. Where do you get your learning and information from?
I would say YouTube. I already mentioned TED Talks. They have different blogs on YouTube that I subscribe to. And I'm constantly getting information from that. Also, my neighborhood news app, because I was a former president of Westminster Heights Neighborhood. Neighborhood has a news app for the Neighborhood Association. You can look in there and see what the neighbors are talking about. So that one, the YouTube one will be probably the best one, because it's got a whole plethora of different stuff people are doing. And it depends on your interest. You can go up top. You can you don't even have to type it in. Hit the microphone next to your keyboard and just say whatever subject. It's almost like a Google of visible data. So
let's dig into that. So who are some of your favorite YouTubers? What kind of shows are you watching?
I got a gentleman. He's not on YouTube. He's on TikTok. I can't name them all, but my pleasures and what I like doing, what's my solace, is cooking. When I got my total, right after filing the run for mayor on December 18th, I got total knee replacement on December 21st. So I was kind of stuck at home for a minute because I had to recover and then start doing rehab. So what I did, and I do every Christmas, my wife and I, we'll wait and see what the kids and everybody buy us for gifts. And what I did was, and what we do after we get those gifts, normally a tie or some socks or some cologne, then we both go and we buy what we want. Because we're the commodity. We're the ones making the money. So we go out and buy what we want. And what I got was, I had a small griddle. I want a 36-inch griddle because I love to cook. You know, Philly cheesesteaks and breakfast and all that stuff. So I got, went on Sam's Club site and they had a griddle up there. And I was like, well, I'm going to buy this griddle because I always wanted it. And it's going to be for me. It's like $300. And the funny thing, when I got ready to go check out, it said, your price today is $27. Because I had been shopping at Sam's during the pandemic, and we use Scan and Go, and you bill up, you know, reward dollars. So delivered to my front door was like $26. So I went out there and started just looking at a lot of the Blackstone, which is another one. They have a lot of different influencers that do different cooks and all. I get a few from TikTok. I want to name them, but this one guy, he did a recipe for, and this is a good one. It was smoked turkey, collard green lasagna. May sound weird, but I made it. It was, you can make up the sauce. He showed me how to make the sauce, how you do the whipped cream and ricotta cheese in a blender with garlic. Never thought of that, but it was really good. A little bit of salt. It's really good. Use that for the base. You put down some pre-cooked lasagna sheets. They got them at Publix. So you put those in the pan. Then you put in the, I pressure cooked some smoked turkey legs and got the smoked turkey off of that and just crumbled that out. I know you're getting hungry. Put that down. You put the ricotta cheese. You put some cheese on that. You put two more preformed lasagna sheets on top of that. Then you put on top of that, you put a little bit more ricotta. And then you put the collard greens on top of that. And then you put some more whipped cream in there or the ricotta cream. Then you put some cheese on it and you bake it at 400 degrees for about 20 minutes. And it was like knocked down. People loved it, but it was really good. And his favorite thing, he would say, all you got to do when you get it done is bow your head and say grace. And he go, grace. And he started eating. But those are some of my guilty pleasures. That's my release. I love to cook. I'm good at it. I mean, my mom taught me how to do it. And I really enjoy doing that. So just getting information and data from all around. I mean, you have got to do that.
Well, you're going to have to give us another one because you covered our guilty pleasure was our third topic. That was your learning. So cooking, we'll count that as learning because that is learning. What about something? You got anything that has absolutely no educational value whatsoever that we can know?
Oh, my God. Something that has no educational value.
Just pure entertainment.
I do a lot of solitaire.
Solitaire.
I think solitaire, it really educates the mind. It gets you to thinking and being strategic. And I do that. I don't do many games, but solitaire I like doing, which is probably a guilty pleasure that I like playing with. And none of the PlayStation games. I just never got into sitting down 8 hours a day with a joystick in my hand. I have any value. I'm kind of guilty. If I'm not going to get something out of it, then I don't really want to put nothing into it. But the solitary, I was doing the poker, the online poker thing, and that got to be time consuming and very addictive. So stay away from online poker. But you see that, and I like watching a lot of videos, a lot of the old school videos that they have out there. I do a lot of that. So I do that. Just to get some, just some guilty stuff and some downtime stuff. You know, when I'm not playing with my drones, I have two drones, and I like to watch a lot of the drone videos and see some of the fun stuff they do. They have a obstacle course they go through, and they got some other stuff you can do with them. So stuff like that. But that's about it. It's mostly all me. It's mostly all information, knowledge, and it's all business. As my wife say all the time. Another thing we get up and do, our ritual, every morning, she'll get up and watch the Today Show or Good Morning America. We watch a lot of that, too. That's kind of what's going on. And also the evening news. We do that with, I think it's Lester. I don't want to call the wrong name. But the CBS Evening News, we watch that. Yeah. I forget his name, but it's really good. Just you have got to be well-rounded and pull information in. Just, I don't do a lot of the, you know, like I said, the things that I do were, you know, like I said, it's still educational, but they're fun to me. But the downtime stuff would be solitaire if I have the time, which I don't. Because while people would think these are part-time jobs, they're not. The mayor is not going to be, but that won't be new to me because on council, they thought it was part-time. It was. It was part-time this, part-time that, part-time this, to do it right. And I always believe that to be a good servant, you had to be either retired or own your own business. And photography and drones have helped me be flexible and free enough to do just that. That's why you hear people say, we see nude everywhere. Well, I think that's what people want me to be. And being a recipient of public funds, I work for the people. So I try to accommodate every one of them. And that's probably my worst habit. Because what happens is you try to get to all of them. And you can't be everywhere at the same time. And, you know, but they want you. And I enjoy serving. And that's the pleasure of it, just being able to serve the people. That's another pleasure. So I spend a lot of time preparing for that. Because normally, from neighborhood president all the way to a state representative, it was people that was always looking for information and have a go-to guy. I got people texting me now, how do you do this? When is the last day to register for a mail ballot? You know, August 14th, make sure you get it in. So it's like a lot of them, they always want information when they call you. Once you get into public service, if you're a true public servant. And I'll tell you this story, and then hopefully we'll end. But when I first got elected in 2007, got sworn in January 2008, the city council, my wife and I went down to Walmart. I call it Wally World. That's another thing. That's my spot. I love Walmart. And when I'm in there, everybody I know is in Walmart. So We walk in Walmart Saturday, Joe, at about 3 p.m., my wife and I, and we're just shopping, going up and down every aisle, and people notice me because I'm in the community. They stop me and go, Newton, I don't mean to bother you, but let me ask you something, you know, and they'll go into a spill. I always had them, always kept a lot of business cards in my pockets. I would hand them a business card because I couldn't solve their problem at 3 o'clock on a Saturday in frozen foods. So up and down every aisle, we were had people approaching us, right? And my wife, she's a good steward. She's just smiling, saying that she wasn't saying nothing. And then we ended up leaving that store at 7 o'clock at night, 4 hours. My wife was a good trooper. She got in the car. She didn't say anything. I loaded the groceries. I closed the door. We got ready to back out. She turned and she said, I'm never going to the store with you again. But when you get involved with public life, your life is not yours no more. It's public. And people need to have someone they can go to. And I've always been there for them. And if I don't have the answer, I'll find it for them. I return all my calls. I used to keep every message in my, I think I told you this, on a bottom drawer at my council desk. And I return all my calls, good, bad, and other. People now are inboxing me. They're Facebook noting me because they have concerns. They have questions. And it's not all about the mayoral thing. It's, I still get access to state agencies and with the relationships and bridges that I built. So they just want to know, you know, how can they do this? How can they do that? And I don't mind helping them. And that's, I guess, one of my weaknesses. But it's a pleasure to serve. You know, if you help everybody else get what they want, then you can get what you want. So I enjoy what I do.
All right. So we got unofficial City Hall pop-ups in the frozen food aisle at Walmart. I like it. That sounds like YouTube channel waiting to happen.
Yes. That's a mobile. That was mobile office. But wherever they catch that, and it's great because you up the people and they get to see you. They love that. They do.
All right. Candidate Newt Newton, good to see you again. Catalyst Studio. We'll catch you on the next My Mayor.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
We are back in the Cattle Studio for My Mayor with candidate Pete Bullen. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are we doing, Joe?
Living the dream. How's life on the campaign trail?
You know, it's that roller coaster every day. We're just riding, and it's getting faster and faster. We're looking very much forward to Election Day and feeling good and finding new supporters in every pocket of the city and just really excited and happy to be here again with you.
So we're talking about your content diet today, where you get your information from, and we broke into three categories as we are wont to do. We did news, non-news and general learning, and then something kind of fun and recreational. So Catalyst aside, where do you get your news from?
Well, I do digest Catalyst pretty regularly because you guys just do such a great job covering St. Pete now and kind of makes me feel remiss about my still number one source is the Tampa Bay Times. I read the Times voraciously. I do very much miss the St. Petersburg Times, though. I mean, it was such an important part of growing up and getting that daily paper, and I think they're only on 2 deliveries a week now. But I do follow that. I follow the Business Journal. I think that's important. And then I have kind of a cocktail of just a lot of different sources. I like to follow a lot of different pundits along, like, you know, just from all ends of the spectrum. I listen to Ben Shapiro and I listen to Bill Maher. You know, I kind of like to hear and have a lot of different thoughts on it. And then I like to, if I'm driving around the car in that 9 to 11 hour or 9 to 12, I do really like the Michael Smirkanis show. That's on Sirius XM, so I'll catch that. And they have, like, the CBS News blitzes throughout that. So, and then if I'm ever home at 6:30 at night, I do kind of flip through the evening news. I like to see what kind of the country's watching for that stuff. And then Bay News 9 is all over it. So I'm just kind of following a lot of different things. I've always been that way. I'd never liked having that narrow media source. You know, I think it's important to bring in different perspectives on things. But yeah, I would say I kind of focus hyper on local news. And then I do check things out. Like when it gets to be hot election season, national election, I go to Real Clear Politics. I like reading a lot of the columns from there and then looking at some of the graphs and whatnot. But yeah, as far as news goes, I mean, you guys are right there at the top of the list. I'm not going to deny that. And I'm thankful that there's people like you out there still covering local news because it's a dying thing that's critically important to our culture. And it's something that I hope the next mayor addresses. And that would be definitely something I do when we win.
And you talked about trying to get multiple perspectives and never being a single source sort of news person. Do you feel like there are too many people that are single source news recipients? And is that something that you would try to change if elected mayor?
Yeah, I think people just get caught in their own bubble way too often. And, you know, the algorithms from Palo Alto are designed to kind of keep you in that bubble. And you could tell when someone hasn't had anybody pierce the bubble. And I'm someone that likes to burst the bubble on people. Like, I'll have people criticize me about decisions I've made in the past or my association with Governor DeSantis. And it's like, well, hey, did you know Governor DeSantis did this? You know, and I was meeting with NAACP representatives yesterday. They were like, hey, I saw this thing the governor did in March. That was really great. I'm like, hey, how about that? You know, if you bring in a different perspective, it should give you some pause. And everybody should have humility to understand that they don't know all the answers and that they need to bring in different perspectives. I think it's really sad that people are just so entrenched. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Joe. This is one of the reasons why I'm running. I think this hyper-partisan nature of what's going on in City Hall has really damaged us. I don't think there was a lot of great dynamic discussions in City Hall last year, especially as it relates to COVID and just even talking positively. Like, I was getting castigated from the public for just being an optimist about some of this stuff. And I think that we just really need to bring people together. And I'm not necessarily saying the 1950s and 60s were better when you had, you know, Walter Cronkite was like one of the very few sources. I'm not most people like that, but we're missing a lot of investigative journalism, and it's kind of like a lot of those problems that we're looking to win, not necessarily give justice or the truth the light of day. So yeah, I think it is a real problem, and I would love to address that, and like I would definitely welcome. And I got asked a great question yesterday, like, what type of cabinet would you bring along? And I just love the Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama's team of rivals. Like, I would bring a great cross-section of people, and I'm kind of in that kind of wilderness of the Purple Party a little bit of being a fiscal conservative and kind of a traditional family values guy, but also being socially liberal and wanting us to move forward in a lot of ways. And I'd like to bring a great dynamic team to City Hall, and we would get dynamic news sources, and we'd pass around a lot of information that would pierce people's bubbles for sure.
That's great. All right, let's head into the non-news general learning. Where are you getting that from?
Well, I'm a big talk radio guy, and I love the long form interview. So I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge, I think, one of the great open minds in our culture today, Joe Rogan, I think, just does such a fantastic job. He's kind of the all-time podcaster. And then I do like to catch some different periodicals. I obviously follow through my Facebook feed of a lot of the other different kind of pundits and whatnot. But I'm a big sports guy when we're getting into – it's going to be football season, so I'd be tuning into a lot of that stuff here coming up soon. But I love listening to anything to do about local. I'll be all over with that stuff, and I don't have much time for a lot of that stuff anymore these days. And I'm obviously very interested in my business and my field, so I try to keep up with anything to do with hospitality. And like, we're always sharing great podcasts back and forth, and whatnot. I do love a good long form interview where we really get a deep dive in thing. It's not just sound bites, you know.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan, some of this is over 3 hours, so it's true to deep dive. Can you talk a little bit about what you like about him and his sort of thinking style or interviewing style that you know, makes you want to sit through long, you know, deep dive conversations with him?
What I like about it is that there's no topic that's off limits. That it's a full exhibition of free speech. That they actually have real. Those deep discussions ask really difficult probing questions. He brings in controversial people that have controversial topics and that are against popular belief. Like, there's a lot of conversations about some of the politics of transgender community, which I think is just very interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff about COVID. They're not really, you know, him being the fear factor guy, he doesn't really push a lot of the fear on that stuff. He's an optimist when it comes to that stuff. And And being someone who's interested in comedy and always been a fan of stand-up comedy, he brings a lot of great comedians on there. Like, I was excited. Like, my girl was just laughing how excited I was when he brought Dave Chappelle on for the first time for a long-form interview. So I think it's just really important to let people air their differences of perspective. I think it's a really big thing, and it gets missed in this country a lot, especially when we're just paring things down into sound bites. And one of my complaints about some of these forums is we don't really get much beyond the stump speech and political rhetoric, and we don't really get into the weeds or let people have to defend some of their positions from time to time. So I like that whole aspect. And like, Joe is someone who really pushes the envelope, and he's a newsmaker for better or for worse, and he makes people ruffle their feathers and brings in a lot of smart people that that may not hit the New York Times bestseller list because they're not towing the line or living in that bubble. But I think it's an important thing, and people need to listen to other people. And I think just this idea of cancel culture that we've gone into our country, where we just don't listen to anybody else, I think is a huge problem, and it kind of ruins things. Where we don't even air issues. Like we just oh, that's wrong. That you can't possibly be right. And I just think that's a terrible way to go about things, and that's just not someone who I am at all.
All right, and our third area is the fun stuff, and I think probably Joe Rogan leaks into this category a little bit too. But where do you go just for pure recreation and sort of guilty pleasures?
Pure recreation, guilty pleasure. I'm definitely a sports guy. Like we said, one of my favorites is Colin Cowherd is great, and I also love the guys 620. Retcher and Beckles. I know those guys really well. They've done a great job. Jay's taken over for Ron Diaz in recent times, so I just try to listen to a lot of local sports. They get me all fired up during Bucks season. It's the sports radio airwaves aren't as hot without Jameis Winston anymore. I mean, but it's kind of a boring being so dominant here in Tampa Bay. But that stuff's really exciting. So I'm definitely into the sports stuff, and I like getting into a lot of science stuff. We just enjoyed watching The Octopus Teacher. I don't know if you saw that. Just a great documentary and make you think twice. And we took octopus off the menu last year from the galley, so I'm off the hook there. But just one stuff like that, it's just thought-provoking and kind of brings you kind of closer to spirituality. I love The Cosmos, the redo of this the Carl Sagan series that was done a few years back by Neil deGrasse Tyson. They just had a new sequel that came out to it. So I really enjoy stuff like that, and I'm really into the documentaries and getting it really peeling back some of those issues on stuff. And that's kind of where I'm at. If we're not watching a game, I mean, we've been watching the Olympics nonstop at our house. It's on in the morning, noon, and night. And obviously we're following local news, but if we're not watching a game or catching up, we're trying to learn something for sure in my house. And that's one of the great things I have in common with my lady. We really want to have those thought-provoking things that make you kind of think twice and double-check some of your feelings on things. And you know, you might have been eating octopus a whole lot recently, and now you might think twice about it when you watch a thing like The Octopus Teacher.
Sure. And given everything that you've said, if elected mayor, does a long-form podcast, is that something that might be on the menu for you?
I think it's great, and I know that the current mayor has done a series where he's done kind of conversations with the mayor. I think that's interesting stuff, but I think you just need to keep, you know, have this appetite for a new perspective and new ideas. And I always love that saying, like, if you think you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find a bigger room or a new room. And I've never been one of those guys. I think always one of my strengths has been knowing what I don't know and kind of being open-minded and being a good listener to stuff. Like, I've learned so much from the voters in this campaign trail, and learned so much from my team and my staff over the years about how to deal with certain problems, and that's kind of what I would want to bring to the table here. Just an open mind, and not, you got to have a core belief, right? You got to have core values that you follow and you adhere to. But that would be a really big thing for me is just to have an open mind and use your moral compass to guide you. But don't be afraid of getting knocked off your position from time to time. I've been humbled over the years by taking, I'm someone who's not afraid to take strong positions, but you'll get humbled by new information if you dig your heels in from time to time. And I just don't think that's leadership at all. And I would want to lead by having an open mind.
Smart. Candidate Pete Bowen, thanks for joining us on My Mayor, and we'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I look forward to being here. I love the proximity. You guys are just a block away from me, so yeah. It's really easy to get here.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
From stpetecatalyst.com.